In sports, we'll start off with Major League Baseball. And the Mets defeated the Braves yesterday by a score of 3-1. The Yankees fell to the Rangers 5-2. Those are the games that I have on top here. I'm checking to see if the Red Sox played at all. And I don't see that in front of me. So I guess the Red Sox did not play. NBA, the play-in tournament is starting tonight at 6:30. The Charlotte Hornets will take on the Indiana Pacers. Charlotte Hornets against the Indiana Pacers. Just remember, the Knicks, the Knicks, the New York Knicks, who've been pitiful for the past I don't know how long, finished in fourth place in the Eastern Conference with a record of 41-31. So when they start playing, they'll start playing on the bye. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games, and they have won three in a row. The Celtics, they're in the playoff. They are 36-36 as well. So that is a check on the NBA. And the National Hockey League, the Bruins beat the Capitals 4-3. That series is tied at one apiece. The Hurricanes lead the Predators 1-0 as they defeated the Predators 5-2. Avalanche over the Bruins by a score of 4-1. The Avalanche leads that series 1-0. Today, the Flames take on the Canucks. The Islanders take on the Penguins. The Lightning take on the Panthers. The Panthers. That is in the NHL. In sports news, a petition has been submitted for the NFL to retire Pat Tillman's number 40 jersey. He was serving as an Army Ranger in Afghanistan when he was killed by friendly fire. He, as a matter of fact, left the NFL to join and become a Ranger. So that petition has been filed with the NFL. We'll see what happens with that. What else? Bobby Baffert has been suspended from racing in New York, which means he and his horses may miss the Belmont Stakes. We'll see how that flies. See how that goes. Taking a look if there's any other interesting news out there. The Mets Kevin Pillar shares an update after he got hit in the face by the pitch versus the Braves. It's not as bad as they first thought when it happened. And the Yankees, well, the Rangers had lost 6 games in a row, but they played the Yankees with their best pitcher and won by a score of 5-2. 5-2. All right. That is our check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.